I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw against Waltham Abbey. Alan, that was as one-sided a game of football as I can remember for a long time. How frustrated are you this evening to only come away with a point?
I'm massive for just seeing an ever best side we've played against. I'll take that as a compliment, but it's so frustrating. Everything was frustrating about it. We played well, got caught by a sucker punch, and except for Luke Jebber making a good save, did the threaten? I don't think so. We did. We had a chance after chance, and I thought some not so good decisions, but I'll keep that one. And I've got to be fair credit to the lads. I thought I'd done very well, and it was excellent. I've got no complaints at all. I'm just gutted and frustrated, but apart from that, I'm not going to knock a performance because I think we've been doing better, and that wasn't bad idea, to be honest.
How frustrating was it for you and indeed the players on the pitch, the time-wasting tactics that seem to be occurring?
It's something to your compliments of that, sometimes you do, because it means that one top of the game, but I was just a bit concerned that we'd go too much near could do an counter-attack, which would have been a case if that goal had went in. But yeah, it was frustrating, and we don't do things like that really, but we do, I suppose if you're there and you got a point and you're not pressure, fair play. And they're digging for each other, didn't they, to be honest. They're not a bad side, so we'll go things on there.
You think it's more down to us to break the other team down rather than
to be honest, I thought we did. I think what more could we have done? We hit the ball, we had a goal disallowed, we thought we had a penalty when it was offside. So what more can we do? We've done everything, logic at the post at the last one, and even though he didn't do, his quality wasn't very good today, we still caused a lot of chances, and Carl didn't have the best of games today, but he's been doing great for us. So it's the first time we've come off this season where we actually look at the front line thinking that we've got to work on that in training. It hasn't been the case this season, I've got to be fair, we've come back in the game, but I'm just very unlucky not to win it.
You mentioned it sitting there when Bobby Traynor would have won a penalty and I played, but the linesman had flagged offside. It didn't look offside to me.
It didn't to me either. I can't understand that one because it's actually went inside. It's went bloody inside the fullback, just like how we scored their first goal, to be honest, inside Sam. It's went inside him. I can't understand how you can give offside there. I really, really can't. But then again, I've just went and seen the referee, and to be honest, he hasn't done anything on purpose. He seems quite an honest fella. So I've just got to make sure that we're all right,
From our point of view, we're disappointed with the goal we conceded.
Massively, it happens all the time. Yeah. But the thing is, it's one of them where we're on top. One ball, missed the first header, got in front of Sam for the second, just slotted in the back of the goal. So, to be honest, it was one of them. It was quite.
We were a bit unlucky though, wasn't it? It's their first shot on goal.
First shot on goal, but that's what happens. And when the chips are down a bit, and but at the same time, maybe a couple of weeks ago we wouldn't have fought back the way we did, but we did do. We've got a bit of belief in there and some good players in there, and we'll keep on fighting. We'll keep on going, and that's what the job is. So, but I just kind of knock the performance. That's really, really kind of.
At one down, you brought on Beckford and Huckle, quite an attacking move. It got you a goal today, got you two on Monday at Carshalton. Are you tempted to start that way maybe next weekend?
Possibilities, it depends how we go on training in week. I think Des has been doing well. I think Sam's been doing well in the last two games, which got the points, and it's been a bit of a tactic, I suppose, to do it like that when when we've got to get at teams when anybody sits back. But the main thing is about getting base and not getting beaten in the first 10-15 minutes, which we've done at the start of the season. So we've got a little plan at the minute. We'll do it next week. Of course, they're pushing very, very hard to get in the team. Hooks has done well when he come on, just a bit more quality, and he could have scored a couple. He done quite well the other day when he come on, and he done very well last Saturday. So they're good players, same as Tommy Williams. They'll come back in the team at one point when the team's playing a bit more confidence, and they'll do okay. But it was tempting to put Tommy on at one point as well, but we couldn't have every attacker, because I thought we'd get every attacker on, creating enough chances anyway. But it's just important that we showed up at the back,
It's now three games unbeaten since you signed quite a few number of new players, despite not getting all 3 points today. You must be pleased with the reaction in the last three games, moving in the right direction.
Yeah, of course, the players have done well. Hamsey's done well, coaching staff's done well. I'm pleased, then three games unbeaten, that's not bad. I've got a massive game next Saturday now, and I believe Bognor won today. And I think the league's starting to take a bit of shape where everybody's starting to dig at each other. To be honest, I thought against Dorford we played the champions, that's the way I look at it. It'll be more twist and turn. We've just got to concentrate on our job, but not forgetting how important it is next week for the Bognor game, not forgetting FA Cup's a magical thing, it really is. So we'll go down there, we'll treat it as another game, but at the same time, the nitty gritty of football, we've got to get the club up the table as quick as possible, and that's what we're trying to do at the minute.
We had a bad start to the season and much, much improved last three games. Have you reassessed your aims for the season as a whole, or is it still
not,
as they were?
Not at all, just try to compete in every game. The only thing I've got to get out of place, to be honest, is what if we had got something out of the last four games, we could have been in the playoff position now, or what if these four games and what... You can't, in football, you kind of look at what ifs you can't. You've got to do what's pleasant for you. What if we never lost four games out of six from Christmas time last year, we would have won the league by February. It's things like that you look at, it'll work itself out in the season, it will do, and we'll just keep on nailing on. I don't want to talk about the four games, that's the problem I had to deal with. The players who are left, it's not their problem either, players have come in. All we've got to try to do, and all I'm bored about, is getting the result next Saturday against Bognor Regis, and that's the only thing that matters.
And are you happy with the squad you've got at the moment? Obviously a few new faces, is there likely to be any more or any more outgoings shortly?
Yeah, I think it will be. I couldn't imagine there will be. That's what we're to see fit who will go, who won't go. Roughly we'll look at if we feel so anybody's going to improve a team, we'll certainly do that, we will. We've got trialist games coming up, we'll have a look at them too. So it's one of them where I'll be lying to say that's it in the end, or that team will finish in the top six or five or whatever. We got to keep on cracking on. If players come available, we'll be good. And obviously I had a meeting with the board again on Wednesday who have all supported me and everything I've done, something I really appreciate, Mark and Mark, and they said, you know, just crack on what I'm doing, and I've got to try to get, you know, if I can get better players in, or what I feel, I'm not saying there are better players, what I feel the club needs strengthening, and what I feel, are going to be better than, I will do it, you know.